Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Why do some people bounce back from adversity and misfortune and others just simply fall apart? I'm one of those who wonders how I would react. I've had some misfortune in my life and I've bounced back pretty well, but the big things, the catastrophic things, you wonder really, how would you do? And are there some tips and things that you can do to overcome that and bounce back? My guest is resilience expert, Dr. Erica Kozel. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kozel. So tell us a little bit about resilience. Is this instinctual? Is this something that is learned? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I think it's both, right? So I definitely know that resiliency is an inner human spirit that we all have. And just like with any other skill or trait that we have, you can either foster it and you can learn to grow it, or if you ignore it, I believe it just sort of withers away. And when you go to call on it, it's not necessarily going to be in that form that would really serve you well. So I think it's a little bit of both.
So do you need to be resilient to overcome stressful situations, or do you just need a map, something to follow that you can, you know, kind of go by, some guidelines that can help you pass, you know, get through it?
I definitely think that it's a conscious discipline that you have to agree to engage in. And that's not necessarily a comfortable thing for people to do. And just like with any other sort of practice, when you think about that word discipline, it doesn't sound very fun. It doesn't sound like anything you want to do, right? It's no fun to practice. It's no fun to, you know, be mindful of what you put in your body. I want to eat chocolate, not that. But if you're disciplined, usually the benefits are worth it. And in the case of resilience, there is, you know, these catastrophic events that you talked about, that you mentioned briefly, or even just some low sort of chronic stresses that might be coming at you day after day after day can really wind you down and wear you down. And so if you're not approaching things in a disciplined sort of way, you might get knocked down and stay down. But if you, again, kind of have that skill set behind you, then you would be able to better adapt. So, for example, one thing that is a discipline is the idea of focusing every single day just for a little bit, being mindful, being quiet, being still, and focusing on something that was good that happened that day. So this idea of gratitude. And it is pretty remarkable when you look at the research, when you talk to people who have been through something really traumatic and made it through on the other side, that's the one thing that's always in common, this idea of gratitude.
So I agree completely with you. And it's interesting, Dr. Kozel, because yesterday I did a show about anxiety disorder where you're worrying about these future events and planning for them. And that is something that says that you know, might possibly have some of this extra anxiety that you're thinking of these bad things that could happen. But in resiliency, are we sort of doing the same thing? Are we saying, well, what if I lost my husband, or as you did, or God forbid, a child, something? Do you plan for how you would react? How can you even do that? Or plan for your strength building things to help you get through it?
Well, I think that there, you know, the idea of always being positive is not what I mean by gratitude, although certainly it's related. And there is a necessity at some point to think about things from a realistic perspective, but I don't believe that means that you have to be anxious about it. So, for example, in my case, my husband was very, very ill for about 7 years before he passed away last year. And at some point, we needed to start thinking about the what-ifs, you know. So what happens if you do die? What are we going to do with our small children? What are we going to do about finances? What are we going to... So there was some of that, but the anxiety was never there, because every time either one of us started going down the dark path, as we called it, we were disciplined enough to literally, in my case, I came up with this like shaking of my shoulders where I would just kind of shake my shoulders and say, stop it. Stop it. Like, I cannot control this event, right? I cannot control the event, but I can control how I'm thinking about it. And that might sound a little bit unrealistic, but again, if you're disciplined with it, it's not. And depending upon the situation, sometimes my, you know, shaking of the shoulders might have taken longer to get to, because there is some value in grieving and being upset and allowing yourself to be sad. But at some point, again, you do need to be aware enough to say, okay, Erica, stop it. What can we do with this? So I can't control the event, but I can choose how I respond to it and take back some of the power. And again, that makes a huge difference in terms of bouncing back and moving forward.
Well, that's sort of like the Serenity Prayer too. It's not, you know, it's not only in how you, you know, deal with things, it's how you react to these other things that are happening, you know, and how you deal with them, really, that yeah. makes that matter. You can't always control what other people do or what other things happen. It's just
That's
your
right.
reaction to them, right?
Yeah, and I think related to that as well is this idea, one of the strategies that I developed that works really well is to have a longer-term perspective. I kind of call it a global perspective. So rather than focusing on the frustrations of the day, you know, like we, in Jim's case, we might have gotten a very bad physician's report. And you could sink fast if you concentrated on that one piece of bad news. But when I stepped back and I took a look at a longer perspective and I said, you know what? Okay, this is really bad right now, but this is happening, and let me think about it from a 2-month perspective rather than a day perspective. And let's think about the strides that he has made, or let's think about, you know, what we've been able to do as a family that we weren't able to do. And again, that idea of kind of being a little bit disciplined in how you choose to view your life.
That's so important, and I am an upbeat person by nature, and so, Dr. Erica, I have this, but I do tend to think about these things. I've lost my mother. I've lost a lot of people in my life, and I seem to bounce back from it because I try not to focus it. My problem is focusing on the what if. So how do you, give us your best advice in the last few minutes here of that discipline that you're talking about, that what if, not the actual event itself, but the what
yes.
if, the worrying about that what if.
Two things that we did early on, it was we developed a mantra, and I think my late husband's mantra was different than mine, but I started plastering this mantra up, like I would just write it on a post-it note. I found it in a store, and I bought it, and I framed it, and there's two mantras. The first that I have is believe. And the second mantra that I had was, this is temporary. And so whenever, again, I would find myself starting to waver and do the what ifs and, oh my goodness, and I can't handle this, I would just say, believe. Or I would see it on my wall, believe. And that is a really, really simple strategy that, again, is highly effective. The other thing
we
about
we only have
the,
about 20 seconds left.
Oh, the other, okay, so 20 seconds. 90 seconds, neurological research, 90 seconds is all that you have to ride out to get rid of a bad feeling. So if you can acknowledge the bad feeling and wait for a minute and a half and not think about the storyline, you will be on the other side.
And the website, bouncetoresilience.com, yes?
Yes. Thank you so much.
BounceToResilience.com, and it's a great way to learn to be more resilient, to deal with those everyday stressors or those catastrophic things, the really big things that do happen to everybody. You know, some of those things are a part of life. I sound like Forrest Gump. Anyway, if you missed any of the great information we gave, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. We have more great show coming up, so stay well and stay tuned.